Louisiana, our history, our home. Chapter 1, Louisiana's Geography. René Robert Cavalier, Sieur de La Salle, was born in France and came to North America in 1666 at the age of 23. La Salle spent many years exploring the North American interior in search of riches and a possible trade route to China. In 1682, he led an expedition, a journey for a specific purpose, that reached the mouth of a great river, which we know today as the Mississippi. La Salle also claimed and named the area Louisiana in honor of French King Louis XIV. Here is a translation of the claim he made on April 9, 1682. I, René Robert Cavalier de La Salle, by virtue of His Majesty's commission, which I hold in my hands and which may be seen by all whom it may concern, have taken and do now take, in the name of His Majesty and of His successors to the crown, possession of the country of Louisiana, the seas, harbors, ports, bays, adjacent straits, and all the nations, peoples, provinces, cities, towns, villages, mines, minerals, fisheries, streams, and rivers within the extent of the said Louisiana. La Salle's claim of Louisiana showed how strongly the French wanted to control the center of North America. This strategy would connect the colony of New France, known today as Canada, with Louisiana. Part of the lands that La Salle claimed for France would become the American state of Louisiana in 1812. The landforms, any natural feature of Earth's surface, the water, and the natural resources would continue to support the people who settled within Louisiana's changing borders. This chapter will focus on the geography of Louisiana and will highlight the state's five natural regions, various and important waterways, and its climate. It will also explore the relationship between its people and their environment or surroundings. Section 1. Location. As you read, look for the difference between absolute location and relative location. The absolute location of Louisiana expressed in terms of latitude and longitude, how Louisiana's boundaries are formed, terms, absolute location, relative location, latitude, equator, longitude, prime meridian, time zone, international dateline. As you study this textbook, you are probably located in a classroom or at home. But how would a geographer answer a question about your location? He or she would talk about your location in absolute or relative terms. Absolute location refers to a specific spot on planet Earth. Relative location explains where a place is in relation to another place or places. For example, the absolute location of Louisiana's state capital is 900 North 3rd Street in Baton Rouge. The capital's relative location is at the north end of a complex of buildings called Capitol Park. Louisiana in the United States. Absolute location can also be expressed using a system of lines of latitude and longitude. Latitude, also called parallels, measures a location's distance north or south of the equator. The equator is an imaginary line on Earth's surface that is everywhere equally distant from the north and south poles. Longitude, also called meridians, measures how far east or west a location is from the initial line of longitude. That initial line of longitude is defined as being at 0 degrees and is located at the Royal Observatory, Greenwich, in London, England. That 0-degree line of longitude is called the prime meridian. It divides Earth into eastern and western hemispheres. Earth is divided into 24 time zones. A time zone is a segment of the worldwide system for standardizing time. 7 of the 24 time zones are in the United States. The time zones begin at the prime meridian and circle Earth. Moving from one time zone to the next, the difference in time is always 1 hour per zone. Beginning at the prime meridian and moving east, the time advances by 1 hour in each zone. As you move west, the time is 1 hour earlier than in the previous zone. As map 1.1 demonstrates, the time zone divisions are not always exactly straight. Sometimes the zones are adjusted so that individual islands or island nations are not split into separate time zones. You can see this at the location of the International Dateline located in the Pacific Ocean in the western portion of the world's time zones. The International Dateline is an imaginary line located mainly on the 180-degree meridian that marks the divide where the date changes by one day. Using the system of latitude and longitude, Louisiana's absolute location is between 29 degrees north and 33 degrees north latitude, and between 89 degrees west and 94 degrees west longitude. Boundaries. The system of latitude and longitude is also used to mark boundaries. Some of Louisiana's boundaries are defined using this system. The boundary that runs from west to east between Louisiana and Mississippi is located near the 31st parallel north, while the boundary that runs from west to east between Louisiana and Arkansas is set near the 33rd parallel north. The 94th meridian west separates Louisiana and Texas at our state's most westerly point. Waterways form some of Louisiana's other boundaries. The Mississippi River defines the upper eastern boundary between Louisiana and Mississippi. The Pearl River defines the lower eastern boundary between the two states. The Gulf of Mexico marks Louisiana's southern boundary. The Sabine River and the Toledo Bend Reservoir separate Louisiana from Texas on the state's southwestern border.